Good morning.
Good morning.
So we continued our journey towards holiness with Sister Faustina.
Open.
Yes. You can stop it, the air, no separation. Also over there, you can open it a bit. Yeah. Thank you. So, I don't know which year, I think 37. July 29th. I'm to leave for Raqqa today. I went into the chapel and asked the Lord Jesus for a safe journey. Do you ask for a safe journey when you go back to the Philippines?
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to the Philippines next Friday, until Monday.
Why?
For Clare, the meeting. Yeah, no, that's Manila this time. There, the second meeting is in Tagaytay, but the first meeting for a bigger group is in Manila. Because the president or the chairman of the Clare, she was elected 2 years ago when Chiara died. And she was elected the president, so she's coming to Asia to visit, and so just to see her over there. She's not coming to Hong Kong. I went into the chapel and asked the Lord Jesus for a safe journey, but within my soul there was silence and darkness. I felt I was all alone and had no one to turn to. I asked Jesus to be with me. Even she felt this kind of loneliness, eh? Though at times she feels the presence. Sometimes she didn't feel his presence. Then I felt a tiny ray of light in my soul as a sign that Jesus was with me. But after disgrace, the darkness and shadows in my soul increased. Darkness, eh? At times. Then I said, "Your will be done. For everything is possible to you, even health." She said, "If just one word, I can be healed." It happened and once now. I suffered so much. Give me some rest. And then she got, you know, healed. But then in her heart, she said again, "Lord, whatever you want, your will be done." And then the next moment, sick again. So, this is very good to us. At times, give us something, you know. It's not testing, but just give us a chance to share His love for us. Then I said, "Your will be done, for everything is possible to you." When I was on a train and gazed through the window at the beautiful countryside and the mountains, the torments of my soul grew even greater. Outside beautiful, inside torment, terrible. As the sisters welcomed me and began to surround me with their warmth, my sufferings redoubled. So at times it happened, especially those sickness of what you call depression, no? You don't feel. People look at you so normal, but your heart you feel kind of darkness. And nobody understands. You say, "Oh my God, all smile, you have a big smile." And nobody understands. You cry, nobody understands why you cry. Your pulse is normal. You know, you look normal, but in the heart. I would like to hide and rest for a while in solitude. In a word, to be alone. Leave me alone. At such moments, no creature is capable of giving me comfort. And even if I had wanted to say something about myself, I would have experienced new anguish. No words to express. Therefore, I have kept silence at such moments and submitted myself in silence to the will of God, and that has given me relief. I demand nothing from creatures and communicate with them only insofar as is necessary. I will not talk them into my confidence unless this is for the greater glory of God. My communing is with angels. So if nobody can understand, you better keep silent. And just to share this only with Jesus and with the angel. But I'll be joyful, eh? Not look gloomy. You know, everybody knows that you are suffering. And still nothing happens. I feel so unwell here, however, that I'm obliged to stay in bed. I feel strange, sharp pains all through my chest. I cannot even move my hand. One night, I feel night quite motionless, as it seems to me that if I budged, everything in my lungs would tear. The night was endless. I united myself to Jesus crucified, and I implored the Heavenly Father on behalf of sinners. So this is a chance to pray for people. If you have no outlet, just be joyful only with the suffering Jesus on the cross and offer it. Keep smiling. And I implore the Heavenly Father on behalf of sinners. It is said that maladies of the lungs do not cause such sharp pains, but I suffer the sharp pains constantly. So it's not physical, sometimes spiritual. Jesus allowed this to happen. My health has deteriorated so much here that I must remain in bed. And Sister Anne and proper Sister Helen says I will not improve, because the climate of Raqqa is not good for every sick person. She goes to the wrong place. I could not even go to Holy Mass or receive Holy Communion today, but amidst the sufferings of body and soul, I kept on repeating, "May the Lord's will be done. I know that your bounty is without limit." Then I heard an angel who sang out my whole life history and everything it comprised. I was surprised, but also strengthened. St. Joseph urged me to have a constant devotion to him. He himself told me to recite three Hail Marys, the three prayers, the Holy Father, the Our Father, Hail Mary in glory, three times, and the Memorare, this is from the Psalms. Once every day, St. Joseph helping her also. She finds that really, really suffering. He looked at me, St. Joseph, with great kindness and gave me to know how much he is supporting this work of mercy. He has promised me this special help and protection. You know, Jesus, my St. Joseph, comes out. I recite the requested prayers every day and feel his special protection. This is a special prayer for St. Joseph, I mean, the kind of devotion to St. Joseph.
What do I do? For providence.
You for providence? Is it?
St. Joseph.
Yeah, you?
Yes.
You people?
St. Joseph provide for us, St. Joseph figure while
you,
St. Joseph,
our
father,
is in the great world. You ask that? Mm-hmm. St. Joseph? Listen to her. It's a good remedy. Apart from our Heavenly Mother, St. Joseph is very helpful. I think especially for, they say people are looking for a house.
For providence, Father.
Yeah, they make a medal in some place and then ask St. Joseph, and then eventually the house, the place can go to you. So August 1st, 1937, one day retreat. A retreat of suffering. Still these days, eh? Oh Jesus, in these days of suffering, I am not capable of any kind of prayer. The oppression of my body and soul has increased. Oh my Jesus, you do see that your child is on the decline. I am not forcing myself further, but simply submitting my will to the will of Jesus. Oh Jesus, you are always Jesus to me. Mm-hmm. Still sweet. Jesus still sweet. Although her heart is so painful. When I went to confession, I did not even know how to confess. However, the priest, properly Father Casimir Bakiewicz, recognized the condition of my soul at once and said to me, despite everything, you are on the way to salvation. Don't worry, you won't go to hell. You are on the right path, but God may leave your soul in darkness and obscurity until death, and the former light may never return. But in all things, abandon yourself to the will of God. Maybe the priest won't give her false hope. Oh, don't worry, tomorrow will be better. Maybe until death, we too tell ourselves, don't just look for better tomorrow. Even tomorrow worse, you are still happy. That's more important. Otherwise, your condition, but the situation, you think better and then you feel good. You think worse and then, oh, that's not the way, no? That's not the way. And it's not the way of Sister Faustina, always the will of God. Today I started a novena to Our Lady of Assumption for three intentions. First, that I may see the Reverend Dr. Sopoko. I think he's a priest, eh? Sopoko. No, see, Reverend Doctor. Maybe he's a doctor, right? Okay. He gave an honor. Reverend. Maybe he's doctorate in theology. So, Reverend Dr. Sopoko. Second, that God would hasten this work. And third, for the intention of my country. I think he might be helping her for the promotion of divine mercy. Maybe him. August 10th, today I'm returning to Krakow in the company of one of my sisters. My soul is root in suffering. I'm continuing uniting myself to him by an act of the will, only the will. He is my power and strength. I think even though someone sitting beside her, she has no strength, no light, no taste, depressed. I mean, physically can call it depression, with just no taste, only for Jesus. Jesus, I trust in you, his word, her word. When you are the last thing you have to hold to, Jesus, I trust in you. So this, I think Jesus make her really trust. The Chinese word means,
yeah.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Also in English, after the Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, Jesus, I trust in
you. This is the word, the simple word, usually, they have make it known so you understand the same word. Jesus, I trust in you.
Yeah.
That's in the exactness. The winner to the divine mercy, which Jesus instructed me to write down and make before the Feast of Mercy, it begins on Good Friday. So remember, Easter time come and we will have the second Sunday of Easter. We have a divine mercy Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Ask more people to join. This is the wish of divine mercy, to give more grace for people. Express those people that don't go to church very often. At least ask them to come and let Jesus work. Is it time? Some more, this very important word of Jesus. I decide that during these 9 days, you bring souls to the font of my mercy, that they may draw their form, strength and refreshment, and whatever grace they need in the hardships of life, and especially in the hour of death. Pray for special grace. One each day you will bring to my heart a different group of souls, and you will immerse them in the ocean of my mercy, and I will bring all these souls into the house of my Father. You will do this in this life and in the next. So Faustina is working today also for people. I will deny nothing to any soul whom you will bring to the font of my mercy. On each day, you will beg my Father on the strength of my bitter passion for graces for these souls. I answered, Jesus, I do not know how to make this the winner or which soul to bring first into your most compassionate heart. Jesus replied that he would tell me which souls to bring each day into his heart. So do the same. If you don't know what to do, tell Jesus, Jesus, I don't know, or which first person you would have to ask to join, to pray for. You don't know? Ask. Is it good? You know, just with simplicity. And so sin is always asking many things. Okay, we state our chapter of Divine Mercy.